Malloy. I keep thinking it's Friday, but it's not. This is Thursday, and the reason I sound froggy is because a combination of a head cold and sinus stuff from the high pollen count here in Atlanta. Other than that, I'm just fine. I hope the timbre of my voice doesn't irritate you too much tonight. If it does and you decide to bail out and switch over and listen to classical music, I'll understand. Boy, what a crazy day for liberal talk radio, huh? Oh, my God. The queen of talk radio and my very good friend, Randy Rhodes, gets suspended for a stand-up comedy routine about effing whores. And Debbie, Senator, Michigan Senator Debbie Stabenow's husband, Tom Athens, gets caught effing a whore. I mean, it's just crazy. Sounds like the right-wing flying monkeys are out in force before this election season really heats up, huh? Now, it's all over the news. First, the Tom Athens thing. Debbie Stabenow's probably soon-to-be ex-husband, the one who was caught by Detroit police somewhere in Michigan. Maybe it wasn't Detroit. Maybe it was... Muskegon. I don't know. I think it was Detroit. He was caught coming out of a motel room that the police had, oddly enough, staked out because they knew there was a hoe in there who was advertising on the internet for people to come up and see her sometime. And Tom Athens, Senator Stabenow's husband, did just that. And, and got busted. Now, to Tom Athens' credit, of course, he didn't say the devil made me do it. He fessed up right away. Yeah, I was in there getting a and the police said, well, guess what? You're in deep doo-doo. All right, for the record, so the story's out there, and I forget where I saw it first, CNN, I guess. I don't know. Some idiotic mainstream media news outlet. And the story says that Tom Athens is one of the founders of Air America Radio. May I say something, please? That is absolutely untrue. Tom Athens was a competitor when those of us who did found Air America were just starting up. And Tom Athens, his claim to fame was he's responsible for plucking Ed Schultz out of a place called Fargo, North Dakota, and declaring him the greatest thing in liberal or progressive talk since somebody. Anyway, Tom Athens plucked Ed Schultz out of Fargo and took him to the Nationals. Now, Tom Athens was CEO of something called Democracy Radio out of Washington, D.C. And when that went belly up, Ed Schultz cozied up to Randy Michaels, who at the time was, long ago, was one of the founders of JCOR Radio, which became Clear Channel. Are you following me? There's going to be a quiz when this is over, so by God, take notes. Randy Michaels bought Ed Schultz from Democracy Radio. You'll remember Randy Michaels as the man who brought Hannity and Limbaugh to Clear Channel and national fame. Let's see. Hannity, Limbaugh, Ed Schultz. I sense a pattern there. But I digress. So Tom Athens was caught in flagrante delicto with a $150 hooker in a hotel, a woman he met on Craigslist. I wonder if he got his car washed in his grass mode for that price. And, you know, all I've ever gotten from Craigslist is a used refrigerator and some Disney DVDs. Anyway, back to Tom Athens. He landed at Air America for about 2 minutes. Well, actually, a few months, actually. And then he founded Talk Radio USA or something. So he was hardly a big shot founder of Air America or anything. That's the joke. For those of us who are inside talk radio, Tom Athens had no more to do with Air America than, George Bush. How's that? And speaking of jokes in Air America Radio, What the hell is going on over there? First of all, they lose their flagship station in New York. Then today, we find out they suspended Randy Rhodes, the goddess of talk radio, and my personal friend, for saying something humorous about Hillary Clinton in a nightclub, doing a stand-up routine where you're supposed to do stuff like that. I get the feeling sometimes that Air America Radio is deliberately trying to ruin what's left of progressive talk in this country. I'll tell you, you know, I had my own bad experience with them being fired while I was substituting for Randy Rhodes a couple of years ago. And I don't know what it was that I said that was wrong. I never said, ew, on the radio, but probably came pretty close to it. Neither did Randy, for that matter. This was a Chris Rock routine. This was a Lenny Bruce routine. This was in front of adults in San Francisco who had paid to come to a gig to hear Randy do some stuff, not unlike what Scott Ritter and I did in Phoenix a few weeks back. I don't remember if we used the F word on stage, but I certainly have before in mixed company at AAR or Nova M events. So when I got this news today about Randy Rhodes, it immediately sets off bells in my head, like, what the hell is going on here? Now, the people who run Air America into the ground, by the way, and that's been going on since about 10 minutes after it was founded, once they pushed out, the only people who could really have done something, and I can tell you who those people were. They were John Manzo, who now is the CEO of this company, John Sinton, who literally helped put together Air America, Ginsburg, what was his first name? Oh, God, what was Ginsburg's first name? And the Drobnys, Anita and Shelley Drobny. Now, those were the five people who really ramrodded AAR into existence. Well, the first thing they did, AAR, is get rid of the Drobnys. The next thing they did was get rid of, marginalize Carl Ginsburg and John Sinton to the point where these two radio professionals couldn't operate. Then, even though John Manzo had a title, a corporate title with these people, they marginalized him. And a bunch of right-wing, that's right, right-wing thugs took over Air America because they had the money. Now, why, you may ask, and this all ties into the Randy thing, so just stay with me. Why did the right-wing thugs, how were they able to get inside Air America with their bags of money? Very simply, the left-wing liberal sons of bitches in this country who have a lot of money refused to put any up. I have watched this happen so many times. There are wealthy liberals, and shame on all of you. Now, I'm not talking about people that are making $200,000 a year. I'm talking about wealthy liberals who have millions. It wasn't so long ago, I was at a meeting in San Diego, a house party put together to raise funds for Air America. And I found out later, the people I spoke to, and there were only about 30 of them, were responsible for about $2.5 billion in personal private assets. How much money came out of that meeting? Nothing. So, this is nothing new. Shelley and Anita Drobny have bitched about this since forever, since they tried to put together Air America. So, there you have the setup. Carl Ginsburg, John Sinton, John Manzo, Anita Drobny, and Shelley Drobny. If those five people would have had the assets that were necessary, Air America would be something totally different from what it is. So when they went bankrupt the first time, oh, by the way, when they fired me, they still owe me $112,000, which they stole from me. Stole it. Theft. Outright theft. And then hid in a bankruptcy court, so I can't get to them. Now, to me, that's more money than there is in the world. So every time I turn around, there's another group of jackasses that have taken over. When the Green family, Mark Green's family, took over Air America during the first bankruptcy, it was like, uh-oh, here we go. These people are not liberals. And now a new management team has taken over because the Green family got tired of pouring millions down a rat hole. Now comes the Randy Rhodes part. And if you want to hear it, stick around. Coming up after this break. And then, of course, we're going to move on. I know this is boring. Nobody wants to know. But I think you should know, because there is a punchline to all this, and it's coming. So stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Nova M.
Monkey Right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
It's 22 past the hour. You know, I said a long time ago, not that long ago, that if you want friends, the old saw about Washington, if you're a member of Congress, you want friends in D.C., get a dog. And I said something to the same effect about I really didn't have any friends in talk radio, because it is kind of an isolating job. Kath and I work here by ourselves in the foothills of North Georgia Mountains. Very seldom do, it's not like working at a radio station, where, you know, you have that constant flow of people coming and going. As far as I know, the Air America studios in Midtown Manhattan or Lower Manhattan are still about the same as when we used to make a couple of trips up there. So Randy works by herself, too. You know, I said I do have a friend, Peter Werby, in Detroit. And yeah, Randy Rose is a friend. And I was trying to make a point, though, that in talk radio, you operate like, you know, by yourself. But, you know, I have watched over so many years, the absolute attempts to destroy progressive talk radio or liberal talk radio or anything that wasn't this right-wing garbage that just floods the country. And you know, I bitched and raised my voice and screamed and gotten fired so many times. It's just, it's a joke. And I frankly, I've always said during that period of time, you know, screw you. I don't care. If you fire me, I'll land on my feet. And I usually fall up in this business. It's always been the situation with me. So I guess the fairies take care of me. But Randy Rhodes is the real deal. She is not like some of the so-called progressive talkers in this country, people labeled progressive or liberal, like another one that just got fired from Air America, Lionel. Is that a train set or a person? I guess it's, you know, okay. Ad hominem attack. That's why they fired Randy. They get rid of Lionel. They've gotten rid of Tom Hartman in New York now. Took him out of the New York market. And who have they put in there? Some hayseed, no offense, South Dakota, some hayseed from out in the prairie. You know, they're putting, what's his name, Ed Schultz out there. You know, whose original partner now is in trouble with his soon-to-be ex-wife for getting, you know, at a motel with a $150 hooker. God, this business is insane! But Randy Rhodes is a real deal. There are, I can remember back in my Air America radio days when, what's his name? The guy who's running for the Senate from Minnesota. Al Franken. God, it's so easy to forget these names. Al Franken told Air America, I don't want any Malloy's promos running in my show. In other words, they would not, Franken would not allow those little 20-second spots of my program. Hey, join me tonight. It's Mike Malloy. Join me in Al Franken's show. Why not? Because my position on Israel was wrong. A. B. Because my position on the war was wrong. And why else? C. Because I was giving, in Franken's words, liberalism a bad name. You know, screw this guy. He comes out of Saturday Night Live. He's going to come in and tell me about talk. But this is the way it's always been. Even when you think you've got a chance with a liberal talk network, it starts to decay from the inside when you open the door and allow these weasels and roaches inside with their bags of money. Now, none of that would have happened, of course, had it not been for the fact that the rich liberals in this country turned their backs on Air America. turn their backs, back when Air America had a chance, before the thugs took over. Now, how does this tie in with Randy Rhodes? Well, Randy was there for day one. She got there before I did. And Randy, when Air America opened, Randy was the only person on that network who had any radio experience, with the exception of Liz Winstead, who did, I guess, a little bit at the Minnesota Public Talk, Public Radio or something. I'm not sure. The woman who they hired to, or Catherine Lamfer, I'm sorry, the woman they hired to keep a leash on Franken. But other than that, the only person there that had any radio experience was Randy Rhodes. And we've had conversations since Air America was put together. And when we've sat around and talked, Randy and Kathy and me, the question has always been, why did they start a talk radio network with only one talk radio talker? Now, I joined about 4 months after the Air America went on the air, when they finally felt that they could afford some nighttime programming. But the mismanagement, and I've got more to say about this. I'm sorry if this is like, oh, Jesus, will you get on to the issues of the day, Malloy? I'm sorry, but I've got to tell you this because it does tie in. All of this will tie together, I promise you, before I'm finished with this rant. But what they did to Randy Rhodes today just pisses me off. Once again, I thought I was over Air America. Nothing they could do. They'll never hurt me again. And then this came up today, and I am just goddamn furious. Somebody.
The pie higher, it's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 25 before the hour. I'm focusing a little bit on this situation with Randy Rhodes and Air America tonight because I really am pissed. You know, it was her program that I was substituting on the day a couple of years ago when these scum at Air America called me on a cell phone and more or less informed me that I was fired for no reason. And that they would, you know, they were willing to talk about. But this is not about me tonight. I'm fine. This is about Randy, and it's about liberal talk. Like I said, Randy's a real deal. What a lot of people don't know, you know, Randy's a veteran. She was in the Air Force. Her sister died of breast cancer. Randy took over the raising of her niece. I mean, a lot of things people don't know about Randy that is good stuff, is the kind of stuff that you know, your neighbor might have done, or your aunt, or somebody that you know of, a cousin someplace. Well, you know, that's Randy. She's good people. When this gig came up, this promotion with Green 960 in San Francisco, who, by the way, is totally innocent of everything. As a matter of fact, it's my understanding that after Randy's stand-up routine, and you can find it on YouTube or Democratic Underground or Huffington Post, wherever, the video's up there. It's raw, but it's raw in the same way that any stand-up comic like Chris Rock or, like I mentioned, Lenny Bruce, any stand-up comic who is also a heavy critic of the political system in this country. You know, we didn't just start this 5, 10, 15 years ago. This has been going on for a long, long time. I remember when the Smothers Brothers were taken off television because their attitude towards the war in Vietnam was not politically correct. This has been going on for a long time. So anyway, Green 960, the San Francisco affiliate to Air America and the station that carries this program, is totally innocent in this. They, you know, they didn't do anything. They have no control. This is the problem with so many of these affiliates. If something screws up back at the home office, they just have to roll with it. I've gotten some copies of emails today that went to Green 960 bitching at them about, as though it was their fault. It's not their fault at all. The fault rests with the people who are determined to take what used to be a good brand, Air America, and utterly and absolutely trash it. Now, I'm here to tell you, this is going to happen. There is no question it's going to happen. Now, as far as liberal talk, it has been a constant struggle to do liberal talk radio. Not only have we had the pressure of corporate America refusing to back it with advertising dollars while they back pigs like Limbaugh and Hannity. Station after station has, I've discovered over the course of my career, had great ratings for what few liberal talkers were out there. Great ratings, great Arbitron ratings, would kick ass of whatever competition was up against us, but advertisers still wouldn't support it. So one of the driving forces with Nova M is listener supported. We're saying, like, okay, yeah, we have sponsors. We have people who are understanding that the way KPHX is being run in Phoenix, we've got the model now, how you can run a profitable organization. And thank God for our advertisers in the Phoenix market that have made that station profitable. Any station carrying liberal talk who say they can't make it, all they have to do is give John Manzo a call. He'll show you how to do it. But not only have we had to deal, we being, I'm using the editorial we, over the years, dealing with advertisers who wouldn't support us, with corporate America said, we know how to cut your water off. We just won't buy spots on your radio station or your program. That'll fix you or your network. So when Nova M was set up, part of the financing for Nova M is listener supported. You're damn right. That's why you hear me every once in a while, and I should say this more, say, look, you can become a Nova M founding member, cost you $10 a month. Why do you think I say that? What do you think we do with that money? Do you think Manzo and I, when I'm in Phoenix, go out and have a few beers and go, hey, we got an extra, let me see here, $120 in the kitty. Let's go have a beer. No. The money that comes in through our sponsorships, and I'm talking about the Nova M Founders Club, that money goes into the overall kitty to keep this network going. Now, why is that important? You know the answer to that as well as I do. If I were to tell you what those of us who work for Nova M make, what our paychecks are, compared forget Limbaugh, he's so far off the chart, it's ridiculous, but these right-wing scum, you would say, well, why are you guys in it? Well, part of it is dedication. All this brings me back to Randy Rhodes. Since Air America's first day on the air, Randy Rhodes has busted her ass to do her part to make that state, that network, successful. I know this to be true. I'll go ahead and say it. The 2 years I was there, I did the same. There were a couple of us there from the beginning who really believed, hey, liberal network, we don't ever have to worry about being fired again from some cheesy-ass station somewhere. Randy has been in the front line of that ever since. I don't know how she's put up with it for the past 2 years. I don't know how she's done it. But somehow, she hung in there. Now, if you think that her so-called suspension today had to do with somebody notifying the Green family or whoever's in charge of that sinking ship about her gig in San Francisco, if you think that's the reason, you're wrong. The reason is that the inner core at Air America are Hillary Clinton supporters to the point where they will do to programming at Air America exactly what the right-wingers will do. They will say, okay, if you don't support what we're talking about, if you come out and criticize or make fun of or do a stand-up comedy routine about our candidate, watch what happens. Now, this is what is happening, and you know what happens. Randy Rhodes gets suspended. Now, how's this going to turn out? I have no earthly idea. I really don't know. I have tried to cut my losses with that station or that network as best I could. You know, I keep waiting for my union to call me up and say, oh, guess what? They finally settled the bankruptcy from 2 years ago. You have a check coming in the mail. Ha, 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 ha. You know, this is money that was stolen. And it's not just me. I don't mean to make it sound like me. There's a whole bunch of us that, because of the rotten management of Air America was branded from the beginning. The world was waiting for us. And remember those five names I told you. Shelley Drobny, Anita Drobny, Carl Ginsburg, John Sinton, John Manzo. We got such support from the New York Times, from the Wall Street Journal, from the Washington Post. Ready to rock. But the people came in with the bags of money because the liberal millionaires would not support us. Guaranteed that that network was going to crash and burn. Now, I may be sued for what I'm saying tonight, and you know what? I don't give a goddamn. Bring it on, Mark. I don't care. I don't care. You people are phonies. You're mismanagers. You know what you've done. And the deal with Randy Rhodes today was the icing on the cake. What do you think you have, Air America, besides Randy Rhodes? What do you think you have? Huh? No, I'm not casting any aspersions on Tom Hartman. Tom Hartman is an excellent talk show host for what he does. And I don't mean to qualify like that. He does damn good. But Randy Rhodes is an ass-kicking, name-taking, don't tread on me, damn you. This is the way it is, talk show host. How many of those are left? Well, there's her. There's me. Who else is there? Sam Cedar. Peter Werby. Bob Kincaid. Who's Bob Kincaid? That's another example. Here's a guy who's got a little startup internet network, headonradio.com. His overhead is chump change, and he can't get support for that. Why? Because he kicks ass and takes names. And corporate America does not want to hear this. They don't want to hear it from Robert Kincaid. They don't want to hear it from Randy Rhodes. They don't want to hear it from Sam Cedar. They don't want to hear it from Mike Malloy. They don't want to hear it from anybody. So this situation with Randy, and this is the end of my rap. This is the end of my rap, and I appreciate, you know, those of you who are still listening, I appreciate you listening. This is not going to happen with Nova M Radio, because the people who have put this network together, those of us who have decided, no, goddammit, we are not going to just pack our tents and say, whoa, corporate America whipped our ass. We're doing it with some really good management, and I'm not blowing smoke up this guy's rear end. John Manzo is doing a good job. And we're also doing it with the Nova M founders memberships. We're doing it. We're doing it with Nova M. But I will guarantee you something, truth seekers, if you want this to continue, we must have 30,000 listeners just in Phoenix. I don't know what our Nova M Founders Club members membership consists of out of Phoenix. But if you want this continued, this is a struggle. Don't you get this? This has nothing to do with the marketplace talking. This has to do with manipulation by the right wing and by corporate America. When they can take out Randy Rhodes, the only asset Air America has, when they can take her out, you better pay attention. Yes?
I just wanted to say for the record, Mark Green, if you're listening, would you please, please sue us? Because I have this great countersuit, and we're trying to buy a house, so please sue me. Please. I'll give you my address off the air.
Boy, you just believe in waving red flags in front of bulls, don't you?
Please, I'm begging.
Oh, God.
I want to get Molly into a good college.
I hear you. I hear you. Well, anyway, you know, when I got this information today about Randy Rhodes, it pissed me off. It was also a heartbreaker. But, you know, Randy can take care of herself. She's a grown-up. She'll come through this. No telling where she might wind up. But, Randy, if you're listening tonight, bless your heart, sweetie. I've been kind of in the situation you're in. Just remember the invisible whip. We'll be back after the break. I'm Mike Malloy. about 9 before the hour. Email here from Billy about Geraldine Ferraro. Ferraro wasted no time calling for Randy Rhodes to be fired. The former vice presidential candidate told Fox News earlier today, quote, "What did they do with Don Imus when he went after the young black team who was playing basketball with kind of the same language? Treat them both the same. She's coming at me and Hillary in a sexist way. To incite people with language like this young woman just did on the radio is very, very dangerous because some people take this stuff so seriously that it can affect your security," end quote. Well, the problem, Geraldine, you goddamn freak, she didn't say it on the radio. You don't even know what the issue is here, Ferraro. And by the way, is your husband out of prison yet? She's coming at Hillary and me in a sexist way? No, that's impossible. That's like saying, Geraldine, that black people can be racist. You don't understand the term. And she didn't say it on the radio. She said it in a nightclub. But you wouldn't know that, would you, Geraldine? They put your ass on Fox television? Good God. Oh, and a couple, you know, the good people at Air America that were fired, Mark Maron is another one. Mark Riley is another one. How many people who had good shows on that network and were let go because somebody Air America decided to play head games? Well, anyway, I really want to get off this. But I'll tell you what, if you want to call in and comment on Randy's suspension today, we certainly will take your call. I know that ostensibly there are more important topics, but in a strange way, all of this ties together. You know, you peel these voices out one at a time. You get rid of these people one at a time, the liberals, the progressives. The people that have the courage and the sense of humor to go into a nightclub and rip the hell out. When did politicians become Jesus? If you can't rip politicians, and I don't give a tinker's damn about the language, what are we? A nation of little Christers that can't stand a little Navy talk, a little guttural language? How many times you think Ferraro has used the F word? How many times you think Hillary Clinton used the F word, or the bitch word, or any of this language? This is important stuff. It really is. There's the personal issue of Randy Rhodes getting sandbagged by these freaks at Air America. And there's also the issue of the constant harassment. Randy Rhodes says something in a nightclub, and I challenge you to compare that to the swill and the garbage and the anti-American riffs that go on Limbaugh and Hannity 24/7 since goddamn Moses. I mean, it's been going on forever. Has anyone challenged that? Any of you corporate America pissants ever pull your ads because of what they say? Any of you networks or syndicators ever drop Rush because he promoted some housekeeper to go out in a parking lot and score street drugs for him? No, you don't. You keep buying spots on his filthy program. Don't talk to me about Randy Rhodes doing a stand-up riff in a nightclub in San Francisco, you pigs. I'm pissed tonight. You may be able to tell. It's one thing to try to save the world. It's something else, again, when one of your friends gets dumped on like this. I'm kidding about save the world. You know what I'm talking about. Yes,
Catherine. I'm glad we're going on vacation tomorrow.
I'm glad too.
We need a vacation.
Let Manzo handle the lawsuit that'll probably come in.
Again, my phone number is available off the air. I've got a counter lawsuit waiting.
No.
Please sue me.
No. Please, Kathy, shut up. Oh my God. We have a real program tonight. We have something for you tonight. We have a moment with Bob that's coming up a little bit later. Also, what tomorrow is, in addition to being Friday. And As far as Randy Rhoads is being suspended, quote, today, I will tell you this without a doubt. It's not what she said. It's who she said it about. Okay? I have been in meetings with Air America suits where every other word was the F word or the MF word or you know, this is a joke.
Oh, she made an ad hominem attack against Senator Mrs. Jesus and former Vice President Mrs. Ferraro.
Give me a break. All right. We have a break here. We'll be back. We'll take some phone calls on this. What the hell? Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Nova M. And if you've got nothing to do during the break, during this long 9-minute break, go to NovaMradio.com. Okay? Please take a look at how you become a founding member. And really consider it. This ain't spitball, folks. This is really serious stuff. Welcome back, about 7 past the hour. Oh, by the way, happy 4th birthday, Air America Radio. How did you celebrate your birthday today, the big one, up there in the Big Apple? Oh, that's right, you suspended Randy. You lost your flagship station in New York City. You replaced Tom Hartman in New York City with Ed Schultz and Lionel with infomercials. Way to go, Air America! You're going out with a bang. Nah, with a whimper. Just for the record, I have nothing against the hosts of Air America Radio. It's the management, not the hosts. Although I did have problems with Al Franken, and I think he's a geek and a jerk ass, and I hope he gets defeated in the Minnesota. Other than that, no problem. Every other on-air personality I met up there was decent, had their heart in the right place, and made an effort. And my gripe is, and always has been, with the utter and absolute betrayal that Air America effected on every single one of us who went to work for that network with the promise that this was going to be different. It wasn't different. As a matter of fact, it was worse. You know what your enemy's going to do. When someone says, oh, I'm your friend, I'm going to do this, and then cuts your throat.
I have to say that the bias about that, the myth of the good liberals, even extended to our union. When you kept calling your union rep saying, you got to do something, they're not paying me. They're right. Not paying me the way they're supposed to pay me. And they kept saying, oh, yeah, we're on it, we're on it. And later to tell you, well, we just didn't think a liberal organization like Air America would actually screw, someone out of in a labor dispute.
Right. And what the union people after refused to recognize is the same thing that a lot of people refuse to recognize. Air America from the very beginning was not run by liberals. It was run by people who thought it would be fun to have a toy radio network they could jerk around and say, hey, yeah, what do I do? Well, I run a radio network. Remember, the people whose idea this belonged to were pushed out early on. And again, I'm going to say it again, the reason they were pushed out was because the rich liberals in the United States of By God America turned their backs on what the Drobnys were trying to do. And into that vacuum steps these thugs. Well, Let's do some phone calls here. Dwayne is calling from Columbus, Ohio, listening on Sirius Satellite Radio. Hey, Dwayne.
Yeah.
Welcome to the program.
Oh, how you doing? I was listening to what you were saying. I want to tell you that I've been listening to you since you were in WLS in Chicago.
Oh, my God.
And I want you to know it is hard. If I didn't have Sirius Radio, I probably would have never found you again. I'm a truck driver. I ride around the United States. And you and Randy Rhoads both are pretty much cut from the same kind of cloth. You might not hear what you want all the time, and sometimes you'll hear things about people you like that, you know, you might not agree with. But, you know, I feel that that's healthy. I really do. And finding y'all are hard. I'm going to tell you now. I go up and down the AM, FM. It's almost impossible now to find liberal talk radio. Stations are disappearing. We had one in Columbus, Ohio. One day it was just gone. And I want to tell you this much, that I don't have a podcast. But I tell you what, I'm willing to donate to you to keep this radio station going. We need stuff like this out here. And sometimes you got to put your mouth, money where your mouth is. And mm-hmm. I really appreciate you, sir. I really do.
Well, thanks. Thanks, Dwayne.
And as far as Randy Rhoads, it's getting now where you can't say nothing. You joke, you try to tell a joke or whatever. People need to get up off of it. You know,
really,
the stuff that they're talking about that their kids are hearing, and you're subjecting. Let me tell you something. These kids nowadays are far more educated than what they give them credit for being, and they know worse jokes than that. And I'm gonna tell you now, like you said, it was who she was talking about. Geraldine Ferraro must need some kind of some money or something. Because if you notice, everybody is going to Fox now.
And they all
seem to now, I'm not going either way. I'm like you. But they all seem to all of a sudden, they want Hillary to run. And doesn't anybody wonder why?
That's right.
Why do they want to put her out there? They got a bombshell somewhere that they really want to do it. And she's going right along with it. I think that we need a change. Like you said, I think it's time for a third party or something, because we don't really have nothing to choose for. People are losing their houses, and we're worried about somebody saying,
No, you can't. No, Dwayne. See, Dwayne thinks that we're on Sirius Satellite Radio. No, Dwayne. But I hear you, Dwayne. Thank you, man. I hear what you're saying, and that's cool. Thank you, Dwayne.
I just want to say something in that light. You know, I love this Chris Rock special that I see on HBO all the time. It seems like they play it over and over and over again. I wonder if Hillary's going to, you know, get him somehow removed from the airwaves. He says some things about the Bill Clinton affair. This is long before she was running for president, but it was funny. Now, since when do we censor comedians in nightclubs? Since when do comedians in nightclubs get fired from their, or suspended, I should say, from their day jobs for something that they say in a nightclub?
The quick answer. Answer to that, and I don't think you were born yet. There's two words, Lenny Bruce. This is nothing new. It kind of went beneath the waves for a while, with the advent of cable television and so on and so forth. But there has always been, you know, this country has tried to go fascist so many times, and one of the few things, the few actions that kept it from going fascist, especially when people just said to hell with it and gave up, as far as, you know, taking to the streets and pulling this monster down by its throat, has been comedians. Political comedians who will step out and let loose. And as far as the language is concerned, why do those words upset so many people? Because they are powerful. Now, I'm a firm believer that, you know, you should use better language than cussing, but I take it up to the edge on this program every single night, as far as I can take it. And I have been asked by management at this network, you know, be cool. You know, the last thing this new network needs is to get in trouble with the FCC. But so I don't take it to that next level. And sometimes when you hear us have to pull the plug on a caller, it's because the caller has taken it to that next level. But at what point does it become obvious that there is just, I don't know what to say anymore. Especially not to this audience, because you people know, you've seen this. You know, it's like the universe for sensible people is getting smaller and smaller. For those of us who see this crap that's going on and want to attack it with whatever means necessary, whether it is nightclub humor or guttural language, or which is highly descriptive and very powerful, or if it's a constant assault on the power structure night after night or day after day on a radio program, what the hell is left? What are you going to do? Write a letter to the editor that never sees the light of day? What are you going to do? So when something like this happens, as what happened with Randy Rhoads today, it is a clear, it's another bell tone clear signal. Ding! Are you paying attention? Are you paying attention? It's like the beginning of Huxley's book Island. You know, in those first couple of chapters, there's some kind of a minor bird, or there's a bird who keeps saying, attention, 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 attention. Who's paying attention?
Or it's like in Cuckoo's Nest, where Nurse Ratched keeps saying, medication, medication, medication. Same damn thing.
Yeah, and what's his name thought she was saying? Oh no, that's right, medication. I was going to say somebody told me one time they spent some time here at Georgia Regional Hospital, and when they came through the room ringing the little bell going medication, this dude thought they were saying meditation. So he lines up like, yeah, man, let's go meditate.
That would have been a lot healthier, wouldn't it? I'm sure the prophylactic effect would have been a lot stronger, too, than whatever poison they were giving him in those little white paper cups.
Isn't that the truth?
Boy, am I opinionated tonight.
We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Nova M.
Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy.
The hour. Back your phone calls. Who do we have here? RV is calling from Sacramento, listening via the internet since we're not on the air in Sacramento anymore. Hey, RV.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Oh, good. I wanted to talk briefly about Randy a little bit, and then I wanted to talk a little bit about what happened to KSAC here.
Okay.
I love Randy. I have to take a little bit issue of what she said in the nightclub, calling Hillary Clinton and Geraldine Ferraro whores is an insult to sex industry workers everywhere.
Oh, God. You people are brutal.
I'm the senior staff writer at the local Alt Weekly up here, and I make $20,000 less than my counterparts over at the Daily, but I get to be brutal, so
yeah,
that's what I love to do. So
absolutely.
And I heard last Thursday that was you announced that KSAC was going off the air on Monday,
right?
And I was I'm sort of flabbergasted because they hadn't said a damn thing about it,
right?
And that thing was off the air on Saturday. They had that gospel music playing, just like that, no warning. And you know, it's like what I'd like to say to, you know, I hate it when stuff like this happens because, you know, everybody kind of wants to give up. but, you know, you can't give up. You just got to get pissed and dig in.
Right. Well, I'll guarantee you that here at Nova M Radio, we're not going to give up. If we have to do this show using, 150,000 strings and tin cans, we're going to continue to do it. The dedication to this is 100%. Now, I know a lot of cynics are out there saying, yeah, that's what they always say about a week before they pull the plug. Not true here. Not true here. So,
well, I can tell you, my paper's been, you know, we've been doing the alt thing for 25 years, and there's no doubt it's a harder sell than it is if you just want to suck up.
That's
right. But, you know, it just takes perseverance and toughness. It takes a belief in values. And it's, you know, a lot of people, unfortunately, today, in at least in media, don't have that.
That's right. That's right. Well, RV, thanks. I appreciate what you had to say.
There's one good thing about Air America was that it introduced me to you and Randy, and that's the only thing I can think about.
I'll accept that.
All righty.
Thanks, RV. I appreciate
thanks.
It. All right. Take care. Take care. You know, I am not comfortable mentioning, in light of what happened to Randy today and what has happened to Tom Hartman in New York, dumped for a guy who tries to come across as a progressive and doesn't quite make it, Ed Schultz. I hate to use that as a springboard, but really there's not a whole lot of choice here where it concerns supporting Nova M. Again, this network is in good management hands. It's a struggle. It's just a damn struggle. I'm not talking about KPHX in Phoenix. The business committee in Phoenix is supporting this station in a way that is just outstanding. I mean, there's no other way to say it. Can we use more advertising? Sure. But it's coming along just fine. But there's another aspect to this where it concerns Nova M Radio. And that is the listener support. I'm not going to give you a big pitch here, but I'm telling you this is critical. If you can afford it, if you can't afford it, I understand. But if you can afford it, a $10 a month commitment or $100 a year to help keep the programming that you're hearing going. Jesus, God, I sound like a public television station. Son of a bitch. I got to stop this. I'm not very good at asking for money. I really am not. But what Nova M has to offer for that 10 bucks a month is certainly worth it. The podcast, the downloads, all this other stuff, and there's some stuff coming in the middle of April that I think you're going to be happy about. So if you are inclined, excuse me, oh my God, if you are inclined or have ever been inclined to make a stand against this tidal wave of right-wing gibberish that is just, it's doing us in, people. I mean, it is. If you've ever wanted to make a stand about this, let me suggest, since I work for Nova M, that you make your stand here. And make sure that this network continues to go. I don't mean that if you send in $10, the network will go on, and if you don't send it, we're going to collapse. I don't mean that at all. It just all helps to keep Nova M producing what we're producing. All right? Because it is, when you understand fully, and I hope the people who are listening to the first hour of the program tonight, I hope you do understand fully what happened to Randy Rhoads today and why it happened. When you understand that, then all of a sudden, I don't want to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway, that 10 bucks a month doesn't seem like an option, does it?
Enough is enough. Open your eyes. Time to wake up. Enough is enough. Open your eyes.
show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
25 before the hour. I got a couple emails from people who want to know if they listen to Nova M programming, primarily this program, I guess, through Sirius or XM satellite radio. And the question is, does the cost of subscribing to Sirius or XM radio have an impact on Nova M? And the answer is no. The only way, there's only two ways that Nova M network is able to sustain itself, through the memberships that come direct to Nova M or through advertising that is developed by an excellent, excellent sales staff in Phoenix. When I was out there a couple of weeks ago, I met these people and the crew, the sales, what we used to call the sales weasels. But this, these young people who are doing the heavy lifting for KPHX and in an indirect way, Nova M, are just excellent. If you met these salespeople, you would think, Jesus God, what a talented little group of people. And they are up against the behemoths. I mean, they really are. They're out there selling Farius and me and all the programming that's on KPHX during the day, which includes Randy and Hartman and who else is on, Kathy? Since we're not in Phoenix, I'm not sure the entire lineup, and it's immaterial. But the sales staff that we have in Phoenix, I have to tell you, dedicated, and they're young. I mean, they're young to me. Of course, you know, somebody who's 45 is young to me. But they're doing such a good job. And as far as the business community in Phoenix, from this little station that started with, you know, just like zip zero, with a lot of confusion at the beginning as to which direction we were going to go, and the business community stepped up and said, we'll support you. And it goes on, and it continues. And through the support of the business community in Phoenix and the Nova N subscribers, we will make it. I promise you, we will make it. Back to your phone calls. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry to keep snotting on the program here. I just developed this habit a number of years ago of breathing. It's just getting hard. Rich is calling from New Mexico, listening on Sirius Satellite Radio. Hey, Rich.
Hey, it's actually, I'm listening to you online on podcast. I was at the show in San Francisco.
Oh, were you?
My wife. Yeah, we flew out there. We grew up in San Francisco, and we were on the cruise with Randy and, to Alaska and saw the thing in Phoenix, and basically, it was the same act she did in Phoenix 6 months ago, you know, and it was a sold-out house, and everybody, the audience was very enthusiastic and supportive,
right.
You know, and
well, I listened, you know,
gracious, you know.
I listened to the YouTube digital, whatever you call it, recording of that, and, you know, I'm sitting here in my studio in Atlanta laughing and thinking to myself, well, you know, the thing that was really put the lie to what Air America did was the fact that the audience listening, I listened to the audience, you all were laughing your asses off.
That's right.
Laughing and clapping and applauding and hooting,
oh,
and hooting and hollering, and probably a couple of you were having drinks and stuff.
We were all having drinks.
looked to me like it was a fun night, which is what it was supposed to be.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm also Ishmael on the Randy Rhodes message board, and I put up a couple of things defending her there on all these threads that have been going on, because I didn't hear about it till this morning after it was already a fact, you know. But the one thing I said was, that, you know, when you see Hillary Clinton bowing before the altars of Faux News and Murdoch and Scaife and their media henchmen, what are you supposed to call her?
Well, yeah, yeah.
And the other thing,
I mean, prostitute is a good word, but whore has such an edge to it.
Oh, absolutely.
No, now
like
let me.
What Reagan did after he got out of office with the Japanese, you know, while Jimmy Carter built houses.
Yeah, well, just a little aside here. No offense to sex workers. Some of my best friends over the years have been sex workers.
Absolutely.
We're not talking about when I use the term, except in the case of Tom Athens.
There is a meaty definition of whore as someone who sells out the principles for material gain.
There you go.
So, you know, there you go.
There you go.
The other thing I left them with, since my name is Ishmael over there, was Father Mapple's sermon, Orson Welles from Moby Dick. You know, read the end, listen to the end of that. And that describes you and Randy, you know. I don't listen to you much unless I can online, but I'm usually pretty busy out here. But I'm definitely going to sign up for you guys and for Nova M. And I know Manzo was in there checking all the boards out for all of us people defending her, so I think something may happen.
You never know. This is a crazy business. Call me Ishmael. Thanks a lot, Rich.
All right,
for checking in. Take care, pal. That's one of the greatest first lines in a novel I think I've ever read. Call me Ishmael. That's right up there with, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. Call me Ishmael.
Are there going to be prizes later for who gets all these literary references we've been bandying about this evening?
Oh, I'm just trying.
I preferred Billy Budd.
I'm trying to
frankly.
Show. I'm trying to show that I have a high school education. Arnold is calling from Alabama, listening on Sirius Satellite Radio. Hey, Arnold.
Michael, how you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great. I'll tell you, man. I heard this, man. I had deja vu because I remember when Air America pulled that crap on you, man. You was on her show, hosting her show.
Right.
I remember. Oh, man, it's ridiculous. And Geraldine Farrar going over the spot. There's no room for over there. All those lobotomy candidates over there. Where you going to put it? Oh, I see, down there in the basement beside Juan Williams' shoe shine stand or something. I don't know.
You're terrible.
I'm telling you, man, the world's going upside down.
Yeah.
And you guys were trying to figure a few minutes ago what we call all this. I mean, the way this country is, it's like being behind an iron curtain. Or in your case over there in Georgia, behind a scorch curtain, you know?
Mm-hmm. If things were even halfway fair and balanced politically in this country, I wouldn't, and neither would Randy, be ranting and raving the way we do. But the universe for liberal talk or progressive talk is getting smaller and smaller, and it's not because there are not 50 million listeners out there or 80 million or 100 million listeners out there who have walked away from the scum on right-wing talk radio. They've abandoned talk radio because they're sick of it. The listeners are there. And any time we go into a market or into a city and put progressive or liberal talk on, it does damn well. And then the sad part, I'm not talking about Phoenix now, because there's for some reason there's just excellent support from the business community there and a couple other cities too. But this has happened time and time and time again when the sales staff at a radio station that's carrying liberal talk, and they have good ratings, good Arbitron numbers, and they go out and try to sell, and what they get is just a closed fist and kind of a, you know, turn their back. And then 6 months later, when the station has to go to a different format in order to survive, these pissy little bastards on Fox and on right-wing talk radio say, well, there you go. You see, liberal talk radio just can't survive in the marketplace. And it's then that I swear to God, I would like to grab them around their throats and just jerk them around for about 20 minutes until they turn blue and their eyeballs pop out. Because that is such a lie. It is such a goddamn lie. Any time Randy Rhodes down in Florida used to kick Limbaugh's ass every single day in the ratings, and South Florida is not a liberal bastion. So Hartman would kick Rush's ass every single day. You never hear about that. See, you never hear about that. So
you know those names, those heroes that you named off: Mark Maron, Mark Riley, Sam Cedar, all those guys. I mean, all those guys got the same raw stinking deal for that outfit over there, Air America. I mean, I just listened to Air America before I switched over and bought me a Sirius Satellite. It's just, I mean, ridiculous the way they did those people over there. I mean, they had great shows, great program. I used to listen to Sam from 9 to 12 each and every day, man. He had always had great information and a very informative show, and it just wiped them right up, just like nobody. I just understand it. It's just beyond me. It's beyond me. I talked to Mr. Huff before I talked to you, and I got the address to Nova M Radio over there in the Phoenix.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to be getting my contributing membership there.
Well, thanks, Arnold.
He said that it could be a donation. It could be like a gift. He said they're going to be giving us some good stuff later on. I said, well, man, what I want, if I contribute my $100, What I want, man, is that beautiful billboard you had when I went to the Phoenix area last summer with Had Enough. I'm gonna put it on the side of my tractor trailer and go all through. I'll probably get fired, but I'm gonna go through all through Red America with that sign on my truck.
All right. Listen, Arnold, take care, man. Okay.
Okay, man.
All right.
We'll talk to you later on.
All right. Appreciate you checking in. Mark is calling from San Francisco, listening on the internet. Hey, Mark.
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey, listen, let me put you on hold because we got to do...
Oh, okay.
We have to do a commercial break here, so I'll put you on hold. We'll come back right after the break, okay?
Sure.
All right.
Okay.
On hold, Mark goes. There he goes, and we'll be back momentarily.
Strange faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange.
Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
Ten before the hour, just a reminder, we'll be off tomorrow night. So when you tune in, you know, don't go, oh my God, they got Malloy. No, they'll never get me. They'll never take me alive, that's for sure. We'll be off tomorrow night and then all next week. And when we get back, maybe I will have kicked this cold and gotten rid of the pollen. Sam Cedar, Mark Maron, and Peter Werby will be filling in. I think Peter Werby tomorrow night and next Friday night. And then Sam, I'm not sure, Monday and Tuesday?
I'm going to post it it'll be on MikeMalloy.com and NovaMRadio.com, the fill-in schedule. I'll have it up tomorrow.
Okay, sounds good. Back to your calls. Sanchez is calling for, no, wait a minute, we'll come back to Sanchez. We had Mark and asked him to hold on. Hey, Mark.
Hi, Mike. I just want to tell you, you don't need to apologize for taking so much time on this issue tonight because this is a very important issue, I think. And the broader issue of free speech in America is maybe one of the most important things you could talk about.
Yeah.
And it is interesting. I mean, I think that that what you were talking about, the history of what went on with Air America, I think is very interesting. I didn't know what had happened there, and I was wondering about that because, like, after you got canceled, Sam Cedar's show got minimized.
Right.
There was another show called Eco Talk that was very good. It got dropped.
Right.
Working It with Jackie Guerra also got dropped. Your show and now Randy Rhodes, you know, that's all their good shows. And so I don't know what's going to happen with them, but, I was just really, disappointed in all that. And so you and the other ones I listen to are the Young Turks, and they have sort of a similar fundraising model, I think. They also take private donations. So I hope you guys can keep going and prosper.
Well, thanks, Mark. I appreciate that, man. Thank you very much. Thanks for checking in. Sanchez is calling from Montebello, California, listening on the internet. Hey, Sanchez.
Muy buenas noches, señor Malloy.
Gracias.
Before anything else, as humanly as possible and as platonically as possible, as much love as I can send to you, to Kathy, and to each and every one of the hosts of Progressive Radio for everything that all of you people do.
Well, thanks. We need a hug.
Yes. I'm telling you, man, you don't know how much sanity you guys bring to my life and to a lot of other people's lives. A lot of times before Progressive Radio came along, I felt like this is funny. You mentioned One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest the previous hour, And I've often felt like one of the patients in that particular room. When you came on, even though it's funny, you sound like you do tonight, and you don't look like Jack Nicholson, but tonight you sound like him. You don't have his drawl, but you are that McMurphy character, and you're telling it like it is, and you push it to the boundary the same way that Randy Rhodes did. But Randy Rhodes, I love her to death. She reminds me of the Molly Ivins of talk radio. And she's so cool. But as of late, you know, with her audiences and everything, of course, yes, she was at the appearance. It was a nightclub appearance. And how dare Geraldine Ferraro say the things that she did on Fox Radio? She's twisting things the same way, again, I don't want to get political here, but the same way that one of the Democratic candidates is twisting things around.
Sure.
So now that she's been silenced, you really begin to wonder about the credibility of Air America. You know, I've been listening to progressive radio a la public radio for like somewhat 30 years now, and yeah. I used to donate and do that, and now I freely donate to Nova M because it is like public radio where we get to talk back. We have a say, so we get to say whatever we want. I love Amy Goodman. I love all the good work she does, but we could never call her up and say,
right.
Yeah, right on, Amy. You know, we can't be a part of the program.
But I hear you.
Here, we're here to, we support you 100%. As a matter of fact, I wasn't going to bring this up, but since you were talking about KPHX, I was submitting a proposal to them that they start the Nova M Screaming Room. But Farius is having a problem right now. They can't seem to find the right padding to stick in the room because every time they try something, they have a little broom closet back there.
Yeah, Farius has an unnerving habit of breaking out. No matter what kind of a rubber room we put him in, he breaks out. Hey, Sanchez, I got to move on.
Okay, man. Love you guys.
All right. Thanks, Sanchez. I appreciate what you had to say.
I just wanted to say something along that line really quick, because no matter which candidate you support, I will go to my grave believing that John Edwards was run out of this election because he would not toe the corporate line. And it's exactly the same thing with liberal talk radio. If you don't toe the corporate line, don't get funding.
Dennis Kucinich.
Dennis Kucinich.
Ralph
they
Nader.
Tried. They actively tried to force Kucinich out of his local district.
Right.
So, I mean, we're suffering exactly the same fate as anyone else. And I'm like you, Mike. I get so many email independent of you. About, it's the marketplace of ideas and people, conservative talk has proven
nonsense.
That it's won. No, it's proven that it has corporations in its back pocket along with the Bush crime family.
Right.
That's all. We're just out here, the little guys, trying to fight the good fight.
Right. Well, that's true. I remember when we had an Air America affiliate here in Atlanta. A couple of guys who owned it who were really nice. They set it up. It was WAAR here in Atlanta. And then they sold. And the new guy that came in, here's what he did. He immediately canceled every single Air America program except Al Franken's. And here's what he said. He said that Sam Cedar, he didn't want his show anymore because he was a self-hating Jew. Randy Rhodes didn't want her show anymore because she was a self-hating Jew. Mike Malloy didn't want his program anymore because he was an anti-Semitic bastard. Jerry Springer, he didn't want his show anymore because he was an embarrassment to the Jewish people. But Al Franken had the right political point of view. So until Al Franken left Air America, what you would hear on this station here in Atlanta that used to be the Air America affiliate was classical music, and the guy who bought the station had his own little right-wing talk show, and then Al Franken would show up every day. When was he on? Noon to 3? Was it noon to 3? So, you know, to say that Sam Cedar and Randy Rhodes and other people who happen to be Jewish are self-hating Jews because they are critical of the policies of the state of Israel. You think it's rough to be called an anti-Semite? Imagine what it's like to be called a self-hating Jew. Huh? We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
music to the story in your eyes. It's been shining down upon me now.
Welcome back, 7 past the hour. We have a moment with Bob coming up here in just a few minutes, so stick around. We've got to mellow out a little bit here tonight. We really do. So, oh, wait a minute. What am I saying? A moment with Bob sometimes mellows us out and other times makes our teeth start to hurt. We'll see what it is tonight. A moment with Bob. Daryl Issa, Republican representative. Where's this thug from? San Diego? Well, that figures. No offense, San Diego, but, you know, you do have a real contingent of right-wing buttholes out there. Representative Daryl Issa has called the September 11 attacks on this country simply a plane crash. And, well, let me just give you just give you the whole story. There is an effort to get compensation for the first responders and people who were in Lower Manhattan that day from all the poison that filled the air. Now, remember that another Republican, Christy Todd Whitman, under orders from George Bush, said the area was safe for people to go back in and to breathe. And nobody told the people working on the collapsed building that they were exposing themselves to poison that was going to take 10, 20, 30 years off their lives. That's the setup. But anyway, Daryl Issa is suggesting that the federal government, the Bush crime family, of which he is an integral part, had done enough to help New York cope with what he calls a fire that was what he called simply an aircraft hitting the World Trade Center. Frank Verone, a Menlo Park, California fire chief who led a 67-man crew at Ground Zero, said, quote, "That is a pretty distorted view of things. Whether they're a couple of planes or a couple of missiles, they still did the same damage," end quote. Representative Peter King, a Republican, said New York was attacked by Al-Qaeda. It doesn't have to be attacked by Congress, referring to his soul brother, Daryl Issa. You know, Pete King, if you're so put off, why don't you throw the son of a bitch out of your party? Or why don't you become an independent, huh? King added, "I'm really surprised by Daryl Issa. It showed such a cavalier dismissal of what happened to New York. It's wrong and excusable." But what Issa said, he didn't retract his whacked-out rhetoric, claiming that the feds just threw buckets of cash at New York for an attack, quote, "that had no dirty bomb in it, it had no chemical munitions in it," end quote. He went on, "I have to ask why the firefighters who went there and everybody in the city of New York needs to come to the federal government for the dollars, versus this being primarily a state consideration. You filthy son of a bitch. Issa, if you were in the room right now, I'd put your eyes out. I swear to God I would. Why are we involved in two wars, Daryl? How can people in San Diego send this kind of scum to Washington? What do you people in San Diego get for this kind of representation? It's a state consideration? Then why have the American taxpayers been asked to pay $750 billion to fight in two wars? Why are 4,000 plus American soldiers? It's strictly a state order, right, you scumbag?" In a statement yesterday, Daryl Issa insisted he only, quote, "asked tough questions about the expenditures," end quote, during this hearing Tuesday on an aid bill for sick New Yorkers. I can never get my mind around stuff like this. Like that piece of human waste on CNN headlines, Glenn Beck, who, when the story came out that Walmart had dropped their claim against the woman, Walmart was trying to take her, the money she got from an award of an accident that left her brain damaged, and the health insurance, as skimpy and filthy as it was from Walmart, paid some of her medical expenses. When she got the settlement, Walmart wanted to take it. And they backed down. What does this piece of human dreck, Glenn Beck, say on CNN Headline News? That the action by this woman and her family was the same as actions of a terrorist. terrorists, that Walmart had been blackmailed by the American public. Now, do you think Glenn Beck, do you think CNN headline, you know, if Ted Turner still ran CNN headline, if Ted Turner still ran CNN, he would have come down from his office on the night Glenn Beck said that, grabbed that little piece of human waste by his collar and the seat of his pants, marched him down to the front door of CNN and tossed his worthless ass onto Marietta Street. That's what he would have done. But do you think the management at CNN Headline News is going to do that with Glenn Beck? No, because they know, see, they've got to be like Fox News. They have got to appeal to the dirty, filthy underside of America. That's how you succeed in media today. That's what Air America is doing. That's what Fox is doing. That's what ABC, CBS, and NBC is doing. Well, this is from Janice. This came in April 1st. Subject line says, please, with an exclamation point. Every night at 9, right after Keith Olbermann, my husband and I turn the radio on to hear you. Unfortunately, your strong negatives against the Democratic candidates has forced us to switch to music. It pains me to hear your comments about Hillary and little or nothing about the terrible Republican McBush. Our country is in destruct mode, and our only possible salvation is to have a Democrat at the helm. I care not which one, but it must not be a Republican. Janice, how about Lieberman? Would that work for you? I am particularly distraught when I hear your callers say that if their choice does not win, they will vote for the McCrime family. So much is at stake. This is not a horse race or a game. This is the future of our country. Our children and grandchildren may suffer if we do not take the election seriously and stop trashing Democrats. The right wing will do plenty trashing before the election. Hang in there and please help me to not need to have music in place of your program. With all my love and best wishes, Janice, and her last name. This is from Chico. This is the result of what I said the other night when I read Obama's comments about wanting to have a foreign policy like the three that he thought was pretty good, Jack Kennedy, George Herbert Walker Bush, and Ronald Reagan. And that's the night I went ballistic and said I'm not backing either one of these candidates now. When I say backing, I just mean in my own little tiny thimble full of personal space. I'm not talking about, you know, nobody pays any attention. I'm not endorsing anybody. Nobody cares anyway. I'm just talking about me. Anyway, Chico says, Malloy, you missed Obama's point. He said he would meet with enemies like JFK met Khrushchev and Reagan met with Gorbachev and Nixon met with Mao. He never said he would bomb countries as well. You have to go to the source, Obama. Relying on third parties gets the exaggeration. Like if I go to church and the preacher says something outrageous, then I believe that too. Don't play the Republican Party game, Mike. Get out of context quotes. Just one problem here, Chico. I was using Obama's words. And what do you want me to do? You say go to the source. What am I supposed to do? I was quoting Barack Obama himself. He's the one who said it, Chico. You ought to listen a little bit more closely. Let me see what else. Mike from Connecticut wrote, Hi, Mike. To me, the big difference between Obama and Hillary is that Obama's problems are mostly inflicted by others trying to tear him down. He's a Muslim, Reverend Wright, and so forth. Hillary's problems are mostly self-inflicted, dodging sniper fire in Bosnia, etc. It seems like everything she has ever done in office has been calculated to one goal, to be president. How can we trust what she'll do in office to stay in power? Mike from Connecticut. Now see, if I were on Air America Network, Mike, and read this letter, they'd probably suspend me. All right, we'll be back after the break. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. A moment with Bob coming up right after the break at the bottom of the hour. Stick around. It's a good one.
Well, hang around the ink well, hang bell, hang.
meet Mike Malone.
Yeah, not here. 40 years ago tomorrow, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was gunned down on the balcony of a motel in Memphis. He was there for to assist in a peaceful demonstration for the garbage workers, the sanitation workers who were on strike in that city. This is right around the time that Dr. King started to leave the realm of strictly Negro civil rights, as they were referred to, and got into the realm of trying to save America's condemned soul. That included speaking out strongly against the bombing of North Vietnam, speaking out strongly against the commitment of all these troops into Southeast Asia, and speaking out strongly on social issues. He certainly stepped away from where one sits when one rides a city bus. And that's when he became a threat. And that's when the United States government gunned him down and murdered him. He was only... This is what is astonishing. When you listen to the speeches, and you stop and think that in 1963, the I Have a Dream speech, he was 33 years old. Of course, that was his Christ year. You know, wasn't Jesus 33 when he did his ministry? And then 6 years later, he is gunned down on the balcony of the Lorraine Hotel in Memphis, Tennessee. And President Lyndon Johnson at the time and Bobby Kennedy at the time pleaded with the American Negroes not to meet violence with violence. In other words, to suck it up just this one more time, please, okay? Just one more time. And black folk in this country said no. Hell no. And 100 cities caught fire. And it's surprising to me that it wasn't 1,000 cities. But when I stop and think, I remember where I was. I was in Tampa, Florida at the time. And you know, I remember this. I remember Kennedy's assassination. I remember the 9/11 attack. And I was lying in bed with the woman who at the time was my wife. And I was young. And I was reading. And we had a little black and white TV on the dresser at the foot of the bed. And all of a sudden, it was early. It's probably 7 o'clock at night. And I think it was Chet Huntley. I think we were watching NBC News. Chet Huntley came on and said that Dr. Martin Luther King had been gunned down in Memphis. And I remember thinking at the time, you know, after Kennedy and now Dr. King, and George Lincoln Rockwell was in there, too. He was the head of the American Nazi Party, but you know, okay, he was gunned down. And soon to be gunned down was George Wallace and Bobby Kennedy. And Medgar Edwards was gunned down. And the list goes on and on and on. People who talk about the 60s and say, yeah, you're a bunch of goddamn dope-smoking hippies, obviously don't know what the hell you're talking about. Those were incredibly intense and soul-destroying times. And somehow we got through it, I guess. I mean, look where we are. but I think the point of remembering Dr. King is to, what did he say about hope? You know, if you stop hoping, then you're dead. You're just dead. So there certainly are some lessons in what King stood for, what he did, what he believed in, and what he tried to do to just open up a slight wedge where the light could get in inside the heads of people in America. You know, what did Cohen, I'm drawing a blank on the first name, the singer, Leonard Cohen. God, my head is so full of snot, I can't even think. Leonard Cohen's song, There's a Crack in Everything, That's How the Light Gets In. And I think I think that's what Dr. King was talking about. There's a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. Anyway, tomorrow night, or tomorrow, I believe it was sometime in the afternoon, wasn't it? 40th anniversary, 40 years ago, when Dr. King was 39 years old. Unbelievable. All right, we'll be back. When we come back, A Moment with Bob.
I just look around and it's gone home. Didn't you love the thing that this was for? Didn't they try to find some good for you and me? And we'll be free someday soon. He's gone.
One flying monkey at a time. It's Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour, Phyllis wrote in. She just sent Nova M the proper amount of money, $100 for a year's membership. She writes, if there are a significant number of others who have done the same, I think you should announce it. It might animate people to give more. According to Billy, our website genius, I think we're approaching 60 new members tonight, I believe. Yes, Catherine.
Which we're really grateful for. And I just also have to add, I've gotten three separate email from three different people who say, well, I now am turning my premium membership money from Air America over to Nova M. So I want to thank you guys especially for that.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Anybody who supports this this network, we appreciate it very much. Spitfire wrote in about ISA. And thanks to people that corrected me on the pronunciation. I said Daryl Issa. Daryl Issa. Spitfire says, I wonder if this idiot would have said that Pearl Harbor was a state matter that Hawaii should have paid for. Yeah, what a jerk. All right. A Moment with Bob is at hand. Bob, of course, is our resident philosopher who runs superbeans.com. Hey, Mike. The corpse lay bleeding in the parlor. Eventually, Hercule Poirot, Miss Marple, Nero Wolfe, Philip Marlowe, or Sam Spade will ferret out the murderer from the usual suspects assembled in the drawing room, or Perry Mason will unmask the killer in the courtroom. The mystery is solved in a couple of hundred pages or in an hour's time watching the tube. Fiction is, if nothing else, tidy. The real-life whodunit we live in is only a mystery if we don't know our history. We have, as a nation, been under attack by forces that have grievously assaulted us time and time again, but the prospective assassins continue to get away with it, and America might be mortally wounded this time. The usual suspects stretch back over 100 years. First the anarchists, the socialists, then the communists threatened our American way of life. And now we're about to be conquered by Islamofascists who will snap off every cross on every church spire in the country as they grind us into submission to a caliphate state. Do we really need a Philip Marlowe to determine who is trying to kill our country? All we have to do is just look at the capital crimes against our country. We don't need a cliffhanger or a denouement to figure out who should be frog-walked away in handcuffs? Who poisoned our air, water, land, and food? who instigated a domestic coup in our own country or made war against countries who had not done anything against us? Who sent tens of thousands of Americans to their deaths and racked up body counts of millions more? Did sleeper cells of socialist agents conspire and carry out the poisoning of all the waterways in northwestern Arkansas? Or was it the hog and chicken mega farms of Tyson Foods? The U.S. Department of Defense is the largest polluter in the world, producing more hazardous waste than the five largest U.S. chemical companies combined. An agency, of course, the Defense Department, that is not run, regardless of what Senator Joe McCarthy said, by communists! The attempted coup against President Franklin Roosevelt, the so-called White House putsch, was not planned by wild-eyed radicals, unless, of course, you think the DuPont family, the leaders of U.S. Steel, General Motors, Standard Oil, Chase National Bank, Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company, George Herbert Walker, and Prescott Bush were a bunch of pinko commie sympathizers. Our treasury has been regularly looted. The cycles of depression or recession have not been instigated by evil outside forces, but by central banks. The only thing federal about the Federal Reserve is the spelling. Islamofascists have not gutted our economy. This time the culprits all wear American flag lapel pins. The 935 lies that led to the war and occupation of Iraq weren't spread by illegal immigrants. Corporate America and their bought and paid for Republican and Democratic counterparts have done what no foreign enemy could ever hope to accomplish: the destruction of the United States. Our army is stretched to the breaking point and incapable of defending our country against any real threat. Our economy is on the brink of failure. We are the world's largest debtor nation, and unemployment could rapidly reach levels not seen since the Great Depression. And corporate media continues to point the finger of blame on everybody and everything except the people responsible. We're told to fear anybody of color. Miserable social conditions have been blamed on immigrants, blacks, women, tree-hugging hippies, and every once in a while, the ever-popular, millennium-old favorite, the Jews. The elite have always thought that the people have always been the threat to their American way of life. That's why they periodically shove us off into wars, unemployment, and bankruptcy. And for God's sake, don't give them any health care. There's too much money to be made off our pain. They've managed to manipulate and corrupt our electoral system because if voting could change things, we wouldn't have the vote. We can, if we wanted to, change everything within a couple of weeks. They did in Romania. The Romanian Revolution of 1989 was a week-long series of increasingly violent riots and fighting in late December 1989 that overthrew the communist regime of Nicolae Ceaușescu. And after a summary trial, the execution of Ceaușescu and his wife Elena by firing squad. Romania was the only Eastern Bloc country to overthrow its communist regime violently or to execute its leaders. Now, I'm not calling for a violent revolution for this country. We still have some elections coming up. I'm just saying, it's been done. Besides, I don't think a revolution is even possible in a country where any citizen, any consumer, can get over 200 channels of cable television. And then as a postscript, Bob adds, this is from, some of you will know where this is from. The truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there? Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have censors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and soliciting your submission. How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you. And then Bob adds, yes, V is right. There is something terribly wrong with the country. And this could be referring to almost any country on the globe, since pathocracy has taken global control. It actually makes sense for psychopaths to act as they do, as such is their nature. But what about the rest of us? How is it that fear got the best of us? And why is it that a paralyzing fear descends upon us when we consider resisting? Why is it that thoughts of them coming for us and locking us away overshadow our truest human desires for freedom, love, and truth? There is, in fact, a reason. It is called learned helplessness. A Moment with Bob, brought to you by your friends at Chase Manhattan. Well, not really. I just made that part up. Yeah, he's quoting Steve in L.A.'s favorite character, V, who V for Vendetta, which it's probably a movie people should watch at least once every couple of years. And as far as learned helplessness, everybody knows what that is, right? It's a psychological condition in which a human or a lab rat has learned to believe that it is helpless in a particular situation. You know, you come to believe that you have no control over your situation. Whatever you do is futile. Sounds like talk radio. As a result, a human or an animal will stay passive in the face of an unpleasant, harmful, or damaging situation, even when it does actually have the power to change its own circumstances. Learned helplessness theory is the view that depression results from a perceived absence of control over the outcome of a situation. You can find examples of this, of course, in schools and mental institutions, orphanages, long-term care facilities. You can probably also find it deeply embedded in the electorate in this country. You know, I sometimes feel that. I wouldn't call it learned helplessness, what I'm feeling. It's more like learned rage. But anyway... Thanks to Bob. Another charming and entertaining Moment with Bob. We'll be back after the break. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Nova M. It's about 9 minutes before the hour. Thanks to the crew for this week. We do appreciate it. Ian Huff, who engineers and answers your call. Billy Foster, our technical director. Ben Birch, the podcast manager. Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent. Bob Alexander, our resident philosopher. Bridget Wolf, our writer in residence. Catherine Bay, our executive producer. And if the spirit moves you, I hope you will become a founding member of Nova M Radio. Go to the website, novamradio.com. When we come back from this break, I think it kind of corresponds with the launch of a new Nova M website, among other things, and a new Mike Malloy website. I'm so sick of looking at that picture taken of me 22 years ago. I wish I still looked like that. You know, that was then. This is now. Anyway, a relaunch of Nova M Radio, and we're looking forward to that. And there may be some surprises. Hint, hint. So if the Spirit moves you to become a Nova M founder, we would greatly appreciate that. Go to NovaMRadio.com. It costs $10 a month, and there is stuff for that that you get on an ongoing basis. It's not just, I don't know, we don't send a T-shirt or entertain you with... I love those TV specials, though, when they do the fundraising for Georgia Public Television, and they have those specials on with all the singers from the 50s and 60s. And these people are now like in their 70s and 80s, and they come walking on stage, you know, with the walkers and the wheelchairs and the iron lungs. You know, they come out the not iron lungs, but those what do you call those, cannolis? No, that's a dessert.
The word you're looking for is nasal cannula.
Cannula. I knew it started.
Cannula.
I knew it started with a C. And they're getting out there going rock, rock. A rock around the clock. You know, it's great stuff. I love that. Well, we don't have that yet. We may get that. Maybe we'll get something like that. But in the meantime, we do have a lot of good stuff. And we invite you to become a member. NovaMRadio.com. Check it out. And I'd love to come back from this trip to visit the kids and the grandkids and see, a lot of people did do that. And go to Randy Rhodes' website. Leave her a message. Tell her you support her. We got time for more calls. Let's do it. Deborah is calling from Phoenix, listening on KPHX. Hey, Deborah.
Hey, Mike. You are so funny, and I love it when you rant and rave. You just keep right on doing that.
Okay.
You know, when I get up in the morning, before I go to school, I always check the computer to see what the news is. And this morning I read an article that said that Al-Qaeda is recruiting Westerners.
Yeah, white people.
And I'll tell you, this is how paranoid I am. The first thought I had was, oh my God, it's like we're one step closer to the Bush administration, you know, justifying, declaring Americans as terrorists.
Yeah, well, you know, if you look like a terrorist, you just might. Yeah, we talked about that earlier in the week. I found that to be just absolutely stunningly insane.
Yeah.
We decided they were going to go get Norwegian or Finnish Islamic terrorists. You know, the ones with the blonde hair and the blue eyes.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to strap a nuclear bomb around their stomach and put them on a flight and send them over here. And they'll get off. Yeah, hello. I'm from Sweden. Hello. How are you today? My name is Jan. Hello. Boom.
God. Maybe they're recruiting in psychiatric hospitals, you know, and they want to find suicidal Westerners.
There you go. Now that's an idea.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. It's gotten so insane, so unbelievably insane.
Yeah.
And this is where we get the learned helplessness, where we sit back with this stuff and we go, oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know, there's not a whole lot I can do. We all know what we could do. We could do what the Romanians did with Ceausescu, but we don't do that in this country because we believe in the peaceful transition of power.
Well, Mike, and you would go insane in my job. I mean, when I listen to these high school students who know nothing, I mean, nothing. I'm thinking, and I mean, I'm never going to be able to quit working ever.
Well, I don't think I will be either. But of course, you do something important, and I do talk radio. You're a teacher, right?
Yeah, high school teacher.
Oh, my goodness.
Inner city school.
Yeah, well, good luck.
Yeah,
I'll tell you, though, truthfully, this was a different time and a different place, but some of the people that had the most profound impact on my life were a couple of my high school teachers.
I know. I keep telling myself that.
Well, you'd be surprised. It may not manifest in the moment, but you'd be surprised.
Well, and I know. That's what's so hard about teaching. Is you just have to keep going on a, you know, a hope and a prayer that's happening.
That's right.
And that's
right.
What makes it so hard. But listen, I missed you when you were in Phoenix with Scott Ritter. I woke up with a stomach flu. I was so mad. So I hope you'll come again, because I really do want to miss you.
Well, you can see the whole video at NovaMradio.com if you're a founder. It's all there.
I know. So. And even though my cat is costing me a fortune right now, I am going to renew my membership.
Bless your heart.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. Take care.
All right. Thank you, Deborah. You take care, too. All right. Tomorrow night, Peter Werby, my favorite bomb-throwing talk show host. Get Peter to talk about his activist days back in Detroit, back in the day when you could really get your head knocked for standing up for workers' rights and so on and so forth. And then Monday, was it Monday and Tuesday, is Sam? Is that what it is? Huh? Just Monday is Sam Cedar? And then Tuesday and Wednesday is Mark Maron?
I'm going to post it, but it's a little confusing. But, yeah, it's going to be Peter Werby tomorrow, Sam Monday, Maron Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Peter Werby again Friday, and we'll be back on the 14th.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot, folks. I'll see you I'll see you on the 14th. Take care. Do take care. Keep it lit. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Nova M.